done. Oh, I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you all thanks. Yes, thanks. All you've done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest, oh Lord. Can you give him thanks tonight? Sing it again. I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. My soul has found rest, oh Lord. I give one more time. Oh, thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so again, for he hath done great things, for he hath done great things, yes, he hath done great things, oh, yes, he hath done great things, bless his holy name, oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh yes, all that is within me. Bless his holy name, oh bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Love him tonight, love the Lord. Oh, love the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul. Oh, yes, love his holy, for he hath done, for he hath done. Thank you.
more time, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord,
oh, my soul,
and all that is within
me.
Bless his holy name. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Sing that course again. Have Brother George Winters, Brother John Lay, Brother Jeremiah that's going to be sharing their heart tonight on the things that happened while they was in Japan. Amen. And I believe God is doing great things. And he wants me, I just want to bless his holy name because he's fulfilling his word. And if I see him fulfilling his word over there in different places, I also know he's fulfilling the word for me. And it gives me great comfort and great faith. And amen, we wanted to do it tonight because Brother Tim, I forgot to mention, he'll be leaving in the morning for Germany. He'll be gone for about 10 days over there to a convention. Quite a bit of different ministers are coming together and ministering there. And so I want to remember him in our prayers. Amen. God to give him and Sister Karen a safe journey. And then not just safe journey, but souls to the kingdom of God. That's the whole reason for going, is to win souls, to strengthen souls, amen, and to further the kingdom of God. Let's sing this again as Brother George would come this evening. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Sing it together now. Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen. Sure is good to be here in the house of the Lord with you tonight. And I figured I'd even be more nervous than I am right now, but over there we were looking at people that are godless people. And some of the things that we would tell them, we didn't know what they were going to do to us. I know here we got brothers and sisters, and when I look across the building here, it just makes my heart feel so warm and welcome. Just a pleasure to be back with you guys. And if we could just read a scripture real quick, is it's Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us by God, to God, by the blood, by thy blood, out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation." Amen. You can be seated. Amen. I believe that my friends Jeff Lofton and Alicia Lofton should be streaming tonight. He's the gentleman that I met in Shreveport that actually donated some money, and God moved on his heart to help out with the mission. And we just really want to thank them, and what a pleasure it was to be able to go and, you know, for God to use them just in the middle of our building project when we got such a great mission going on here at home right now. And, you know, just to ask from for extra money, and God always provides. And He provided it right when it was needed, and we just want to thank them for being used of the Lord and for doing that and moving on their hearts. And also, all the different ones in Japan, I have talked to probably 20 different people in the last couple of hours since they woke up there. It's 9:30 a.m. there, and all the different ones over there that hopefully some of them are streaming right now. And I would just like to say to them, Ohio Gonzamas. And that's my redneck version of good morning. So I think they know what I was talking about. But yes, I was looking at things here, and sometimes we just feel in the backwoods of Louisiana, we just feel like we're the only ones here. And I got looking up stuff after I was reading a scripture and going out a little bit here. It said there's 196 countries in the world. And out of them countries, there is 6,500 different languages that are spoken. And it sure makes me feel little when I think about all that. And it's more than us. It's us four and no more here a lot of times. But there's so much out there that God has. There's so much that needs to be done. And I just feel like, you know, this church here has been a base and something that's been able to share the gospel around the world. And what a blessing it is to, even right now, to be speaking all across the world to people. And the impact that our worship and our services. And I sat over there in the dead services, and it's just so cold and dead and formal. And they'll take a little tape player, and they'll set it up here, and they'll push play on that thing. And it's got a little pipe organ, and they'll all sing in harmony to it. And they call that having church and worshiping. And one of them, I even tried to bring my tambourine in, and the guy told me, he said, our music is very important here, but we don't allow that thing inside. He said, what is that, by the way? And I said, it's a tambourine. So we're in the parking lot, so I put on a little demonstration, me and Jeremiah, and sang a song for him, and which he went ahead and said, don't bring that inside. So, but we had a good time, and Brother John Lay, I tell you what, he's just an unbelievable man of God, and being over there with him, I thought I knew Brother John, but you don't really know somebody till you see them what they doing what they do, and you'll see people get up and speak, and you'll see the gift in their life, and when you see Brother John in action over there, he's a different man. He comes alive, and he's about this tall and bulletproof, and I tell you what, I just sit back and admired him so many times. Just he'll walk up to people, and he don't care if they reject him 100 times in a row. He's going to go to the next person with the same joy and just bubbling over and offer it to the next one. And I just sit back and admired him and Brother Jeremiah, and it's just a real pleasure being with them guys and spending a little bit of time over there. We have a video we're going to share with you tonight, and it don't cover near about 15 days worth of things that we had to do, but we had to cut it in every kind of way we could to make it short enough, and I believe it'll be under 3 or 4 hours, so we'll be able to get home by midnight tonight, so everything will be good. But we're going to share that, and I think Brother John Lay has some things on his heart that he wants to share, and if you want to come on up, Brother John, and he can share just what's on his heart, and then we'll play the video, and then maybe explain a little bit at the end so we don't leave you hanging. God bless y'all, and here's Brother John.
God bless you. I guess I'd just like to share a few scriptures that were kind of made real for the dealing with the Japanese people. You don't have to stand or nothing, but in Psalms 19:1, it said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. And in Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Then Romans 10, 13 through 15. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? It is written how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And I guess I just would like to share this really has been kind of a highlight trip of mine. Before I went, I was telling my wife that I've been there. This would be the fourth time to Japan, and I really hadn't seen a door really open in Japan. And I kind of felt that if it didn't happen this trip, I felt like maybe I'd just turn and go back into China and do a work in China. But, you know, when Brother George decided to go, that would just really thrilled my heart just to see another brother. You know, I've been taking Jeremiah, but just to see another brother come with. And Brother George is just a wonderful brother, always positive. He was just so inspiring to be around. And we just had a phenomenal trip everywhere we went. He was just such a great blessing. And it's just so exciting to see the different ones catch the vision. And I want to share a little bit about Japan. Japan is called the land of the rising sun, and literally translated is the source of the sun. It's the very extreme east. You can't go any more east than Japan. And it also says when the Chinese looked east to Japan, they looked in the direction of the dawn. So I just believe, you know, after this trip, we're seeing now more doors opening after we even come back. Someone wants to be baptized. And, you know, it's just been so exciting with this trip. It's just been like a whole new window has opened up here. And I'll probably share a little more after the video, but you can all kind of look at the video. Then we share a little more of what's on our hearts. But anyway, the Lord bless y'all. It's just such a blessing to be part of y'all, Brother Tim, Brother Timothy, and the different ones. I've been here going on 6 years now, and it's just been the highlight of my life. It just feels like such a close-knit family here that I know even when the first time I visited in 1993 when I met Brother Tim, I just felt like this was like a real family of God, and just the closeness of the brothers, and I just sure appreciate you all, each one of you. You are a great blessing.
First leg of the journey to Japan. We are in Atlanta International Airport. We are heading out. I have Brother John here, Jeremiah over on the side, and all I see around us in every direction is opportunity. Right. too often. You're not a missionary.
We just come through customs, and we are completely exhausted, but this TV crew comes up to interview us, so we go right to work. This is some interesting food that we had. Yes, them are baby fish. After catching our breath, we realize that's only $64.80.
Yeah, we just changed a little money here in Japan. Got a pretty good rate, a little higher rate than a lot of them offer, so trying to save as much money as we can here. Not a cheap place, but we do the best we can. So. Yeah, we're now heading to Scuba to visit Sister Grace and to check how many books we got and to maybe do a reprinting and then spend a little time with Sister Grace and maybe visit a few churches in the next couple days. So we're excited.
That's right.
Not walking along with God willing, I will go across to the foreign stars, Africa, India, Eurasia, Japan. They're looking for the greatest religious meeting that's ever been in the history of the world when it comes to Japan. There's only 2,000 full gospel people there, and they're worshippers of Buddha, and their God is defeated. They're a great nation without a God. So I want to take Jesus to them.
We're in the taxi, find our way to Sister Grace's house. She is a Christian sister here.
He might be coming in the city.
We're trying to figure out. Taxi driver, don't speak any English at all. What we have here is failure to communicate.
You can call. Well, Panya, this my friend. You can call. Okay. We just got here at Sister Grace's house, and we're going to be figuring out how many books we need to get printed and what she has here. And she's been just wonderful to see her again. It's such a blessing. She's did a tremendous work here in Tsukuba in actually translation. Her and her daughter, Sister Rebecca, have worked very diligently on getting these about 11 messages translated into the Japanese language. So we're just really looking forward to getting all these things together, getting some books over to the next city, which is Gifu, which would be going this Saturday. Lord bless you. Mm-hmm. This is Sister Grace.
All the saints back home want to see you.
Yeah, all want to. Sister Grace, we're just getting ready. We're picking up 8 cases of books, and we're shipping these all to Gifu. And Sister Grace here has been storing the books in her home, so we're ready to put them to use. And this is her 2 daughters, Sister Rebecca and Sister Winner. And they've all been such a big help to translate the message. Sister Grace and her daughter had been translating into the Japanese language, and we're just so appreciative of what they've done, the work of the Lord to help spread the gospel here in Japan.
Easter camp. was a prayer line that took place. This morning as we walked out of the building, she came up to us with her daddy, and she stood there, and she took her hat off. There's hair going on ahead that they said it would never happen. World Lights Models, we got one.
It's all grown back over here. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God has sent us here. He predestinated. He cares enough about you. God told me to come, and I know for a fact that He done it for a reason. And we just want to encourage y'all. Y'all's here fighting the fight. Y'all done so much. And if we could just encourage y'all just a little bit and pray with y'all, and that God would just strengthen y'all in this time, that would be worth everything. But I believe that in this trip, God's going to open up the eyes of Japan. There's predestinated seed here that is going to come to the message. God is he's a living God. He's been healing cancer. He's been doing miraculous things. We got testimony after testimony after testimony of what God's been doing. And He wants to do it here too. Don't you agree, Brother John?
Exactly.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, I think we're at a time where we have to press in more, you know. And, you know, the way you press in is just yield yourself to Jesus Christ. You yield yourself more to Him. You know, try to, you know, have a little private time of prayer. Give yourself to Him. And, you know, because the relationship with Him is you give Him of your time, you know. The best you can do, you know, and that's what a relationship is, you know, is where you have time to pray and time to seek Him, time to, like Brother Branham always said, how do you get closer to God? Read your Bible and pray. Very simple, you know. Amen. It's not so hard, not so difficult. But we just will have prayer that, you know, I know every place you go in America too, it seems like you got to rise above all the, you know, the prince and power of the air is Satan, and he's,
yeah,
you know, he tries to keep you down for you don't go into heavenlies, you know. He tries to keep you down on earth, you know. But sometimes you just need to break out of that realm into the heavenly realm, you know, where that's where all your peace comes from, all the fruits of the Spirit, you know, the Holy Ghost. And we just pray that you can break into that heavenly realm more, you know, because I believe at this time, I mean, even our meetings that we've had now at church have been so supernatural. I mean, the presence of the Lord, Sunday, we had a meeting, and the presence of the Lord was so strong. You just feel, you can feel the presence of the Lord come down, and lives were changed, people are getting healed, and I believe people are just getting a closer walk with the Lord. So I really believe we're in that time where we have to have a close walk with the Lord. You know?
Amen.
And you can see the way the world's getting. America is getting more evil all the time. Everything happening. All the new laws coming in effect. It's a time where I think we've got to walk close to the Lord. You know?
Lord, in this home, oh God,
pray, Father.
Little winter, Lord,
angel,
in there, Lord.
Angels
touch
would just
her,
encamp
God,
about this place,
raise her
Lord,
up to be a wonderful
the atmosphere
little
would be
lady,
right,
Lord God.
We
Lord,
thank
guide
you, Lord,
her path.
God,
God their, guide their path that you've
yes,
chosen,
Lord.
We pray, Lord God. For
help
them
to be
believe you do this.
Of you, Lord,
in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We thank you, Father.
We give you thanks, Lord.
In Jesus'
God.
Name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here we are in Tsukuba, Japan. We are heading to a Bible study. We got our new friend Joseph in the front from India. Another brother outside here from Kenya. Brother John and Jeremiah in the back there. Yeah, and it's going to be exciting. We're going to a Bible study to meet a bunch of new friends, and it's going to be good.
I'm I'll drink out and drink my soul, my Savior, to me.
Here we are, just showed up at the Tsukuba International Christian Assembly.
Just leaving Tsukuba, we're waiting for a train to go to Gifu. This is about probably about a 5-hour ride over there. It's about 6:15 in the morning. We're going to try to get there just as soon as we can. We got meetings set up first thing this morning, so we just want to go do what we can. Sister Jung Jing has invited all our relatives, all our friends, and different things, and we're going to start meetings. Pretty much the whole day we'll be visiting with the people and starting the meetings with the people. So we're just expecting great things and just can't wait to see what the Lord will do. God bless you.
USA, and I'm very, very excited and very happy to be here with you and just be together.
Yes.
Yeah. And, I'm John Lee. I'm from Louisiana, and I've been about 35 times to mainland China. I went there, to share the gospel, bring Bibles. And Brother Leo, I think I met how many years ago?
I think 1996, something like that. Yes.
So anyway, we're very happy to be here and do what we can for the gospel to share Jesus Christ with the people.
We had a load of books shipped from Sister Grace's here to Gifu, and this is Sister Zhang Jing, or apologize, I don't know exactly how that's supposed to be said, but anyhow, this other sister here, all the books came here. We were here to pick them up. We were traveling on bicycles, me and Jeremiah and Brother John. Brother Leo is here, and across the road from this little school, kids playing in the background. This place is incredible. Big mountains back here behind me. One of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life. So gorgeous. We got tons of books inside here. And this is a building that they've been using. We had a meeting here yesterday. Here's Brother John Way and Brother Leo and all the books. You want to say hello to everyone back home, Brother Leo?
Yes. God bless you. Hello.
Yeah. We're loading up on the books and getting ready to go pass them out in the streets, and anybody that'll take one and read it. And we got them in the Japanese language, so whether they can speak English or not, they can read a book.
Ask me why this book is the same.
Yes, so absolutely. We're heading out. Here we are down at the train depot in downtown Gifu. Me and Brother John passing out books on the street here. They're taking them really good today, and they're letting us know, you know, either they want them or they don't, and it's just really good. We're having very good success today. Jeremiah and
Joshua, we're all here today.
Yeah, they're out on the corner, having a good time in Gifu, trying to spread the good news of the gospel.
Alrighty, Lord bless you all.
And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
彼は父の心を子に向けさせ、この心をその父に向けさせる。それは私が来て呪いでこの地を。
I have a burden to go to China and take Bibles and tell the people about Jesus Christ. Yeah. We just met this guy. He's a Christian from the Jehovah Witness, and they have a meeting Sunday at 5:00, and we're going to try to visit with him a little bit, what we can. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
just got your haircut, huh?
Getting a good haircut. Yeah,
a very good haircut.
I want to look like the Japanese guy here.
使徒行传十七章
17. Acts chapter 17, verse 22.
使徒行传十七章二十二节
Just sitting in the seat, the scripture was inspired to me.
今天坐在底下的时候，这句经文打动了我。
And I thought it might be good to read from it.
我今天还想读读这句经文。
And I'd like to start in verse 22.
我们从二十二节。
And I'll read a verse and you read a verse.
Yes, okay.
Then Paul stood up in the midst of Mars Hill and said, Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious.
保罗站在亚略古巴人当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。
For I passed by and beheld your devotions, and I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.
我游行的时候，观看你们所敬畏的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未时之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
Neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life.And breath all things.
也不用人手服侍，好像缺少了什么，自己倒像生命气息，万物赏赐给万人。
And he had made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
他从一本造出万族的人住在地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your poets have said, we are His offspring.
我们生活、动作都存留都在乎他，就如你们所做的诗，有人说我们也是他所生的。
For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, silver, or stone, or graven by art of man's device.
我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺、心思所雕刻的金银石。
And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now is commanding all men everywhere to repent.
世人愚昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐个人都要悔改。
One more scripture, please.
还有一处经文,
in Isaiah chapter 1.
在以赛亚书一章,
then we'll let you have your seats.
读完这句我们就可以坐下。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2.
在以赛亚书一章二节,
says, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
要听地啊，侧耳听，因为耶和华说：“我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。”
The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people does not consider.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。
The ass is known for its stupidity.
Ox, 呀，犯罪的国民。
And he don't even know his master's crib.
他甚至不知道他主人那个主人的槽。The
master's crib is where he's protected and fed.
他主人的槽是为了保护他，给他提供食物的。And
God is saying Israel does not know his owner, his creator, his master and Lord.
这是预表以色列人，他不知道他的创造主嘛，不知道他的主人。He
said a dumb animal can know his master.
Right. 他是说连驴都知道主人的槽。
But human beings don't know the very God that created us.
但是这个我们这些神所造的，这不知道这位创造主。May
God bless the reading of this word.
愿神祝福他的话。Where
two or three are gathered in His name,
因为我们地上两三个人奉他的名聚会，
He would be in our midst.
他就会在我们中间。And
so we need Him in our midst.
我希望我们需要神在我们中间。And
so I feel that it's only right.
我们知道只有一件事情。
To be faithful to the commission.
就是我们要对神的这个旨意要信实，要相信神的事。
God's able these stones to raise children to Abraham.
神能够从石头里兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙。This
is God's work.
这是神的工作。And
we come in His name.
我们愿。
That He created rabbits and squirrels and monkeys.
然后创造了马和猴子啊，松鼠啊，这一些动物。Elephants. 还有大象。But
then He came to the crowning of His creation.
然后在他的这个创造物的这个皇冠上面。
The crowning of His creation was man.
然后他这个皇冠，这个创造物所有的皇冠就是人。Man
was in the image of God.
因为神是按照神的形象造的。The
monkey was not an image of God.
因为猴子不是按照神的形象造的。The
elephant was not in the image of God.
大象也不是按照神的形象造的。The
dog was not in the image of God.
狗也不是按照神的形象造的。The
man was made in the image of God.
因为神是按照人的形象造的。
So He gave Adam dominion over everything.
他让那个亚当掌管这个，有这个权柄，掌管地上的一切。
Everything here is yours. 3,000 people.
彼得向3,000人传道哈。
And the power of God came down upon the audience.
那个神的能力在3,000人面前开始彰显出来。
And certain people were moved in their heart.
有些人的心就被这个神的话打动了。
Like what you said, sister, my heart is moved.
就像你刚才说，你心里很激动。
And they said, what must we do to be saved?
然后我们怎么做才能得救呢？
And Peter said, repent and be baptized.
然后就是悔改，奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
奉耶稣基督的名，让你的罪得赦。
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
就能得。
Right? Okay. Okay. I want you to cross your hand, pinch your nose. And we're going to pray together. Let's pray.
好，来，我们一起祷告，我们一起祷告哈。
Heavenly Father，
天父，
we love you and we thank you。
我们感谢我们赞美你。
For what you have done in this young man's life，
在这个年轻人的生命中所做的一切。
God, as we obey your word，
我们遵循你的话语。
And baptize him in the name of Jesus Christ。
奉耶稣基督的名给这个年轻人。
Lord，may he come out of the water。
我们都往这条水里。
Calling upon God。
May you fill him with your spirit. Lord, use him in Japan as a witness.
Yeah.
Witness of the living God. Father, grant to him the peace that he asked for. Wash away his sins. Be a personal Lord and Savior. Lord, may all things be made new this day. May Lord grant to him eternal life now. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Will you cross your hands, my brother?
Cross your hands.
Now, in obedience to the word of God, according to the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! 慢点, be careful, 慢点, 小心很滑。 就在这里就行了。 哦,
对。
记得, 整个身体要记下去, 啊。 Okay,
let's bow our heads.
好, 我们一起低头祷告,
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
Lord, we thank you for what you've done in our sister's life.
好, 我们感谢神在我们姐妹身上所做的一切,
Lord, she has responded to your call.
这位堂姐妹,
you promised, O God, to fill her with the Holy Spirit.
求你用圣灵来充满她,
wash away her sins.
把她所有的罪洗净,
Lord, as she comes out of the water,
求你的圣灵临到这里面,
may she receive the Holy Ghost.
赐给她圣灵,
use her for your kingdom. Make her a witness in Japan. Reveal yourself to her, Lord, we pray. Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
My sister, why don't you cross your hands and pinch your nose? Yes, yes, very good. That's right, that's right. Now, according to the word of God and the confession of your faith, I baptize you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen!
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I just want to share a little bit. I think one of our real prayers was this young man that was baptized. His name is Brother Lee. And anyway, we've really been praying for the Lord to raise up a young man. And this young man speaks. He is Chinese in descent, but he's going to college here. He speaks fluent Japanese. And I'd say his English is absolutely excellent. In fact, Brother Leo had to leave right after the two were baptized there. Brother Leo had to go back home, and the boy took over the translation, for the different ones, the Chinese. He can speak Japanese and just about perfect English. So, I want to share a little more about this. Really, this whole trip has been so supernatural, even right from the beginning. Brother Leo had visited me a while back, when he was here, and I've been wanting to go to this other part of Japan, but no one spoke English there, so I was just kind of waiting. But it turns out Brother Leo's wife was the best friend of the sister Jung Jing in Gifu, Japan. So when they were here, we just kind of shared a little bit what our burden was to go over there and to try to get into some churches and actually speak to the people what the Lord's done in this hour. And so that's Sister Jung Jing started opening some doors in churches and homes and a relation. And there's just so much more that each one of these churches we visited, You know, we gave out books. We shared what Jesus Christ has done in this day. And we had one church, we were there for a good hour and a half sharing things with individual people. And so there's just so much in the background that wasn't shared. But even from the beginning, and, you know, the way the Lord directed Brother George, I think he was a key part to this trip, reaching out while I was kind of focusing on Brother Craig and his coming. Brother George was out reaching out to all the churches, went to, I think, at least 20 other churches, you know, brought books, talked to the ministers, and just went out. But, you know, and actually, you know, I came home only because Marie was having a few health problems, but I already booked a hotel and I was going to stay on because I just felt the Lord, you know, had more there. So right now she's getting them dealt with, and, you know, I've been praying about what my next step there would be, to rent a flat for a few months and just spend some time there, keep going to these churches. And I just believe the Lord has opened a door now. I've been in contact with this young brother just about every day. I've been contacting him. He said he's been immersing himself in the Bible and studying the Bible. And I really believe we have a young man that we can use for translation now and just someone to really help out. So that's kind of my vision from this point, maybe after a month or two, to go on back to Japan and spend some time there. And let's see if I covered everything. And also, I want to say a little bit about Brother Craig. Brother Craig, he is just phenomenal. I mean, he just, you know, starts sharing the word with this one elder lady that you've seen playing the piano. She's Sister Hyde, and she has been proofing all the messages that we've done thus far. So she kind of was on the fence of the message. And Brother Craig just started sharing the five comings of Elijah. And everything he shared with, he said, I never saw that before. And he shared about the woman's hair. He shared about a woman ministering. And she just, the lady said, well, I've got people. What can I do? And her husband is quite elderly. I think about 86 years old and a little bit feeble. So she's helping him out with the work there. But she has been so, her spirit was just so wonderful in receiving us. And even after Brother Craig shared all these things with her, and then Brother Craig spent a little time teaching English to a young girl and just started in telling her about creation and everything, all God created the world. And at the end she said, no one ever told me that before. You know, so these young ones grew up not knowing anything about Jesus Christ and, you know, God creating the world and just all these things. So she was so warmed by what Craig did there. But I feel that's another real open door we have to keep going back there and just putting our shoulder to what the Lord is doing there. And I also believe she would open her church for future services that we want to have there and just whatever we do. So there's just many things taking place there, and I hope you got a little bit of a window what's happening. So anyway, God bless you. And Jeremiah.
Well, this ain't really my thing, but figured I'd share a little bit what's on my heart. It's good to be home, but I can't really say that I don't miss it there already. It was really, had a wonderful time over there. And if we could just turn to a scripture real quick in Colossians 1, 28 and verse 29. It says, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. And flip over to Galatians 2:20 real quick. It says, for I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless yet I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I believe that with all my heart. And this trip to Japan was just a very encouraging to me. It kind of just lifted me up a little bit. It was very wonderful just to see the believers over there in Japan. They don't really have a church or anything, but just very humbling just to see them, how hungry they are for fellowship. They're just like, the first day we got there, she's like, please come over. So we went and booked dropped our stuff off at the hotel, and then we went right over there, but she didn't really even want us to leave. But it was definitely an experience and a trip that I'll never forget. Just for me, I just have a real burden for the people in Japan, and just to do whatever I can just to get this message out. Just, I may not be some real big person or whatever, but just whatever I can do, or any small little way to help anyone, I just want to do what I can. It was a privilege just to be on this trip with Brother George and my grandpa, and just to watch them, and I can't wait to see what the Lord has for the people in Japan. Thanks.
Amen. Hope y'all enjoyed getting to peek into a little bit of what went on there. And I know in the beginning in Sister Grace's church, they were playing the violin. Oh, I say Sister Grace's church, Sister Grace's home. They were playing the violin. That was Sister Rebecca and Sister Grace there. That's the closest thing they've had to a service in a long time. And we sit there and sang songs with them. And we prayed with them. We shared testimonies with them. And they just sit there and just soaked it in like they were in Labor Day meetings or family camp meetings. They loved it, and they didn't want us to leave. And they said, just tell us another testimony. And everything we would tell them, they'd just hold on to it and just sit there. Sister would have tears running down her face, and she'd just say, tell us another one. We're getting so much strength from it. And it looked like nothing in a little clip that we put there, but it meant so much to them to just have a little bit of fire brought in there with them and just kindle the fire that they have. And I tell you what, we just don't realize sometimes what we have here. And then people just sitting there starving in their home like that, and my heart just goes out to them. I watched the video, and I sat back here, and I was fighting tears like crazy, just knowing that right now they're sitting there, and they're watching, probably watching this right now, and they can watch our services. But you know as well as I do, with the streaming goes down or things happen, and they don't understand perfect English like we do, and they're trying to watch it on a little iPad and things like that, and it just, I tell you what, we're so blessed people. And when we left there, we went over to the other place. And the place we went there where all the singing and worship was going on, you say there was a little bit of life, it looked like, in that place. And then that was an Assembly of God church. And that was in Scuba there. And they actually had a woman pastor there that day, and she done a real good job, and pretty shallow for what we're used to. And but there was 20 different nations in that one building there. And there was people from Congo, all over Africa, just all over the world that are gathered there. And there was probably just a couple people from Japan in that building. And when we left there and went all the way over out west to Gifu, it's a different place out there. And the church is out there. You seen the one service that they were having with the lady. They were singing in three different languages there. Leo was singing in Chinese. The rest of them were singing in Japanese. And Brother John was singing in English. And it kind of sounded like, everybody leaving the Tower of Babel there. But it was a lot of confusion. And That's what they have. I went to some of their churches, and it was just so dead and so dry. And then people, I went to pastor after pastor around, and I would talk to the pastors, and I would just come in and sit down with the pastor. They all live in their churches there next door. So I'd come up and ring the doorbell, and a lot of them think you're a Jehovah's Witness or something. And that's the first thing they like to ask you, are you a Jehovah's Witness? That they've actually hit it pretty hard around there. And these people, when you tell them you're not a Jehovah's Witness, they say, come on in. And so I would go in, and then a little while into it, they would be wishing that I was a Jehovah's Witness. And I would go drilling them, asking them, what do you believe? How do you teach this? How do you baptize? How do you do this? And I was just trying to find out what they believe. And come to find out, they really don't believe hardly nothing. And they're all government-type churches, and the government controls everything they do in their churches there. And they're basically like a Catholic church, just a little branch off the Catholic church. And I went around and visited all of them, and, you know, I spoke real boldly to a lot of the pastors. I would be talking to them, and next thing you know, things would just start coming out of my mouth, and I wouldn't have no control of it, it wouldn't feel like, and I'd be just scolding them, and I'd get done, and I'd say, man, where'd that come from? And I really feel like God used us in a mighty way, because them pastors have never heard anything like that before. And I was talking to this pastor, and I said, what do you have to offer these people more than the Buddhists have to offer them? Your God is dead, and your Bible's dead. You're not offering these people any life whatsoever. And I challenged him. I said, you should read the Word of God. There's healing in there. There's life in there. There's salvation in there. And you're missing it. I said, you need to read that thing, or you need to take that Bible and you need to throw it in a river and you need to go look for something else. And God is going to raise up someone else to take your place here in this country. And I really believe that with all my heart. And we went around and had the pastor there. He sat there and told me that, actually it was a different pastor, that he had people in his church that are in the hospital, some had cancer, and there was one on her deathbed dying. And I said, well, you know, praise the Lord, God sent us here. We want to pray for them. Can we go lay hands on them? And he said, absolutely not. We don't allow that in our church. And I said, And, you know, they wouldn't allow you to pray. He hasn't prayed for his people. The pastor hasn't prayed for them. The church hasn't prayed for them. And them poor people, I just sat there and just felt so tore up. And I was riding a bicycle. Me and Jeremiah went over 20 miles one day just riding around on the bicycles, just trying to share our hearts. We'd go to cafes and go here and go there and do things with different ones, and just trying to find a hole to get in, somebody to listen, that listen to us, that we could share Jesus with them, and give them a book on the, we had a book there on the coming of the Lord, and a really good book there that we were sharing with people. And we went around over 20 miles one day, and we were about dead. And the next day, I was out by myself, and I just left a church talking with a pastor, and I was so discouraged. I was riding along, and I was on my bicycle. Same temperature it is here, very hot, very humid. Just so hot, and I was worn out because we'd been going so hard. And over there it's daytime when it's nighttime here, and it's just, everything was upside down. I stopped in the shade, and I just sat there, and I started crying. I said, Lord, here we are. We're over here in this country, and I feel like we're standing at the feet of this big, huge concrete statue, 400 feet tall, and we only have so many licks where we can strike at it. I said, we just want to make every lick count, and I was just crying. I looked down, and there's concrete and asphalt everywhere, and there's a little blade of grass that is coming up right in the middle of the asphalt. And I looked down at that blade of grass, and the Lord spoke to me there. And he said, every seed is going to come forth. There's nothing can hold that bride down in Japan. There's not one thing that can hold the bride down. God has seed all across the world, and it's going to come forth. There's nothing can hold it down. I was so encouraged by that that I felt like I could ride a bicycle another 50 miles. And so we went and shared, and we done everything we could. And, you know, some may say, you know, what miraculous things were done there in Japan. And, you know, a skeptic might say. And I said, I saw two people raised from the dead. There was two raised from the dead there. We talked to a person that had been ministering for over 30 years and had 10 converts that were dead as 12 o'clock midnight. And in that little time there, we seen two. They're just on fire for God right now. And we've made an impact on people's lives there. The pastor of the church, I went and spoke to her, and she had tears running down her face, and she said she emailed me later and said it was a real heart lighting experience meeting you and your team. And we just were so on fire for God. We just felt like the impossible could happen. And we prayed for many, and I'm sure there was many miraculous things done. Only eternity will tell everything that was done there in Japan. And I feel like that big concrete image there, it may not have come down, but it has some cracks in it. It's got some little cracks in the bottom. And I just feel like we can just keep pushing and you know, different ones going. And Brother John, I feel like so much can be done there. And God is opening a door in Japan. I really believe it with all my heart. And I just wanted also to just share my heart with you guys, because I'm just a country boy. Y'all, I grew up with y'all. Y'all know me. To me, it opened up my eyes going over there. In America, there's a church on every corner. We look, and there's churches everywhere. The gospel's been here. We've had Pentecost, and everybody's saved. You go up to 100 people and ask them, and every one of them's saved and on their way to heaven. And we know there was a vision of in the scripture there of people from out of every kindred and tongue and nation across the world. And we also, in this day, there was a vision given where there was people marching in step out of every nation and kindred and tongue and people. And I just was thinking about that, and I said, I know that wasn't literal there, but how many people was it from Japan in that vision? How many people were from America in that vision? Were there a way greater number from America or China? Or from here or for there. And the point I want to get to us, we've had so much here in America. God's blessed us. There's not one person in America that can stand before God and say, I didn't have a chance. No one in the world can, but especially not in America. And when much is given, much is required. And we're going to stand accountable to God one day for what we've been given. And as I stand over there and I watch that spirit that just holding them people down, and then you come home and you just think about things here and you think about this little church, and I understand there's people going out every direction in the world, and they're missionaries going here and they're evangelizing, they're going all around the country, and there's God has a multitude without number out there. I believe that. And there's a bride out there too. But I just want to bring it down to Evening Light Tabernacle just for a minute if I could. And just share my heart with you guys. I don't have any notes here at all. I just want to share that I just feel with all my heart that if I was given another 40, 50 years to give everything I had to God, I don't feel like it'd be enough for what He's done for me. God's blessed me so much. He's done so much for me and my family. God's been there for me. He's given me everything I have. I put all my confidence in Him. And I just feel like here at this time with going over and seeing all this stuff, and I talked to people that believed every kind of thing there was. And they have 8 million gods in Japan. And I could stand before them people. I've sat in this ministry here at this church under this pastor, and there wasn't one question about the Word of God that I couldn't go to and explain. There wasn't one thing that they could challenge in the Word of God that we didn't have an answer for. There's not one question in the Word of God. It's all opened up to us. We got it all right before us. And the impact that we're having around the world with this church and the new building that we have coming up over there, the project. Amen. The church project over there, how important that is that we could get behind the vision of the pastor here. And some maybe want to, think that we don't need a new church. We have to have this new church. We got to get behind the vision of this pastor 100%. If the pastor would have listened to the voices back before, we wouldn't have this building right here. We would be sitting over there with us four no more. And where would the rest be? This ministry has sent people all around the world, and it's doing so much. It's having such of an impact around the world. It's just so crucial that we get behind what's going on here, and we put everything that we have into it. I just don't feel like we could hardly even do enough. And, I wouldn't say, we got to have jobs. We have to work. We have to do things. But we have to bloom where we're planted also. We have people sitting in this building, even myself, that have sat down on the ministry and drug it down here at Eden Light Tabernacle. We burdened it down. When we could get behind it and push with everything we have. And I'm not scolding, because I'm talking about George Winters too. I'm just saying, if we could get behind this ministry and get behind what God's doing. Because if we don't do it, we're just going to drag things out and drag things out. We got to reach the whole world. We got to reach everyone. And I want everyone in here to just think soberly and sensibly about it. None of us have a free ticket. There ain't none of us that say maybe you're a deacon's son or daughter, or pastor's son or daughter, or preacher's son or daughter. That don't mean nothing. Of course, you maybe have a good home, but there's people in this church here that can, like Dorcas in the scripture, that made coats and done things and put her shoulder to the wheel. I feel like we can do so much more, each one of you. And I'm not scolding you at all. Please don't think I'm scolding you. Because, this is for myself too. But we've just been given so much in this time, and we're going to be so much required of us at the end. I just want to thank God for everything He done over there, and just pray that He would continue. And I just want to ask each one of you that you would please remember them people in prayer. They need it so bad. We just don't know what we got here sometimes. We're just such a blessed people. I just pray that we can put everything we have into it. Amen. If we could just maybe bow our heads and just talk to the Lord for a minute in closing. Oh, Lord God, we just thank You so much, Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord, when we didn't deserve it, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you've extended salvation to us, Father God. And Lord, you revealed yourself to us in a mighty way in this last day, Lord God. Lord God, you have been so good to us, Lord. We can't thank you enough, Lord, how we appreciate you, Lord God. And Lord, we just ask, Lord God, that you would just move, Lord, on hearts in this building tonight, Lord. Lord, that you would inspire ones in here, Lord, that have gifts in their life, Lord, that hasn't come to its full potential, Lord. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would move on hearts, Lord. Lord, that there would be ones in here, Lord, that would seek fervently, Lord, for the Lord, just seek diligently, Lord, for the gifts, Lord, that are placed in their life, Lord God. We know there's gifts all across this building, Lord, in lives, Lord God. And Lord, we see, Father, that in your scripture, Lord, there was one that had a talent, Lord, that he buried in the ground, Lord God. And you didn't just pardon that, Lord God, but you required it of him, Lord God. And you cast him in the outer darkness, Lord God. Lord, we believe your word, Lord, and we know you've given us so much, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that we could seek out the gifts, Lord, the things that you have done in our lives, Lord God, and gifts that you have placed there, Father. We ask, Lord God, that you would just let us seek them out where we would be about your Father's business, our Father's business, Lord God, where we could put our shoulder behind this ministry, Lord God, where we could go out, Lord, from this place, Lord. We could go around the world, Lord God, and affect lives, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for everything that you've done on that trip, Lord God. And we just pray for them souls over now, Lord God, that you would just continue to work and just raise up a ministry over there that would feed them, Lord. We know you'll have a bride, Lord, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, Lord God. We just thank you, Father, and we just commit this service into your hands, Lord, and all that you're doing, Father. How we love you, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want you to just give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's so wonderful to see hearts that are charged. I know what it did for me the first time I ever went overseas. And I tell you what, it caused you to look at things a lot different. A lot of times you just look at your, you only know your surroundings and you only know your home, Homer, wherever you live, Minden. Maybe you've traveled in the States a little bit, but I can remember as a young boy, not even a minister, but just a young boy going overseas for the first time with Brother Tim and going to Africa and some poor countries. And as a teenager and here, you know, I probably had one or two different cars by then. And you show up there and, man's 40 years old and just bought his first car. And you go to a meeting, there's 500 people there, and there's only one car, and you drove up in it, and they're eating, and all the, it just changes your life forever. And I wish we could all go, amen, because it'd give us a total different outlook on what really things are all about, and why we're even here. We're here for more than a job, we're here for more than school, we're here for more than living our life and living our dreams. We're here for Him. Amen, to work out his plan and his will. And I would just say that we ought to say, Lord, help me to surrender more to your will and to your way and what you have for me. And not my way or what I want to do or what I'm dreaming about, but God, let me find what you want me to do. Brother George said, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to come watch you burn. Amen. You see a fire lit, you love to watch it burn. Amen. And I tell you, you go over there and you see those things and you begin to recognize just how wonderful we do have it. amen, just to have believers to fellowship with and to gather with and to be with and to rub shoulders with. It's a desert out there. You know how it is, just going to your job or going to the mall or you come back home and you feel like you've just been out amongst all those different evil spirits. Could you imagine if you was all alone and never had a church you could go to or never had somebody you could speak to about things in your life or a pastor you could go through to for some godly counsel or any of that? It's a difficult life to live in. But we're looking for God to do something very wonderfully, and I believe He's already started it. I love that we've seen two souls raised from the dead, and I say, God, just keep pouring it out. Amen. Let's stand together. Let's sing that song, Spirit of God, move. Amen. Spirit of God, move. Write Your word in my heart. Fill my whole being, consume my life. Spirit of God, move, an empty vessel I want to be, so that You can come. Oh Lord, and fill me. God, move, write Your word in my heart, fill my whole being, consume my life. Oh, Spirit of God, move, an empty vessel I want to be, so that You can come. Oh, Lord, and fill me. Oh, Spirit of God, move. Write Your word in my heart. Fill my whole being. Come through my life. Oh, Spirit of God, move. Say tonight, Lord, write Your word in my heart. Fill my whole being. Consume my life. Lord, I've let other things consume me. I've consumed my time and energies and every kind of other thing. But Lord, let your word consume me. Let me be consumed by your presence. Let me be a sacrifice that is burnt by the pillar of fire. Lord, light my candle. Maybe just lift your hands and say, Lord, that's me. Lord, I just want to submit to that, Father. Will you move by my way, Lord? If you'll move towards him, he'll move towards you. He'll pull upon your heart. He'll draw you. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I just empty out the things of this world and the nonsense of Laodicea so that you can come. So that you can come, Lord, in my moments that I have need of you. Every one of us has need of him. And maybe Satan has covered your life with sin and unbelief. Maybe you can kind of see that dawning, just like Japan, just that dawning of light as it begins to break forth in the morning and darkness begins to be pushed back. I believe that is happening to hearts here even this evening. That darkness is being pushed back by the light of the sun. We don't have much more time here on this earth. We don't have many more services. Don't take one of them for granted. Don't take a moment in his presence ever for granted. Say, God, let me be sensitive to your spirit. Let me be sensitive when you come through and move upon the waters. Oh, when I see the waters troubled, let me step in. Let me enter into the worship. Let me enter into your praise. Let me give you glory and honor. Lay aside all the foolishness. Lord, just let a deep sincerity come over my life to realize where we're at and what the responsibility lies upon us. We have a commission, church. We have a commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're part of that. There's people around the world that spread. We're part of that. We ought to do it with everything that we have. You heard it tonight. We ought to do it with everything we have. Yes, Jesus. Just sing it softly as we just think about these things. Spirit of God, move. Write your word in my heart. Feel my whole being. Oh, yes, Spirit of God. That's all I want to be. So that you. Right now would be a good time just to lay aside bitterness. Lay aside past mistakes and failures. Say, God, empty me of those things. Oh, Spirit of God, move. Write your word in my heart. Fill my whole being. Spirit of God, move. Man, he's here tonight. Whatever you have need of, he's here tonight. Oh, Spirit of God, move. Write your word in my heart. Fill my whole being. Consume my life. Spirit of God, move. Empty space.
so that you can come. Oh Lord, and fill me, yes. Oh Spirit of God, move. Maybe you've given your heart to the Lord a long time ago, never took it back. Tonight's a good night to rededicate your life to Him. Oh, Spirit of God, move. An empty vessel I want to be. Oh, that You can come. Lord, and fill me. Oh, Spirit of God, move. Write Your word in my heart. Fill my whole being. Consume my life. Spirit of God, move. An empty vessel I want to be. You. Lord, and fill me. Pour Your Spirit out on me. Fall just like the rain. Saturate my thirsty soul. Come and fall afresh on me. Fill my cup again. He'll heal your heart. He'll make you whole.
Raise up a mighty army.
Oh, I need
You now.
Oh, Your Spirit. Oh, Your Spirit out on me. My thirsty soul, come and fall afresh on me. Fill my cup again. Heal my heart and make me whole. I need You now. Hallelujah. Pour Your Spirit out on me. Fall just like the rain. Saturate my thirsty soul. Come and fall afresh on me. Heal my cup again. Heal my heart and pray.
Give up your spirit.
say, yes, Lord, I receive it. I take it, Lord. I take you right now, Father. Wash me out, Lord. Cleanse me of all iniquity. Hallelujah. I need you now. Thirsty for God. Thank you.
See men and women every day that has given themselves to a God. It's not the one true living God, but they give themselves to drinking, they give themselves to the God of smoking, they give themselves to the God of sexuality, they give themselves to the God of Hollywood, they give themselves to all kinds of gods. But tell me, what will one of those gods give back to you? The God of smoking to take your lungs. The God of drinking to take your liver. Amen. Wreck your home. Wreck your life. Wreck your marriage. That's all it does. That's what it takes. It takes. It takes. It takes. But we have a God here that don't take. What He takes is He takes your sins. He takes your iniquities. He takes all your faults, all your failures, and He gives you back His love and mercy and grace. What a God to give yourself to, who gives back more than you can give. What a mighty God we serve. Why wouldn't we want to serve this God? I see some here tonight, such were some of you, who used to give yourself to the God of drugs, the God of alcohol, the God of cigarettes, all those minor gods. But then He came on the scene. The God that answered by fire, and He burned every one of them things out of your life to where now you could say, here I am to worship. Let me worship this God. Let me give glory to this King. Let's sing that. Here I am to worship. Here I am. Let me bow down to this God. Here I am to say, you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy,
altogether wonderful.
Here I am, and here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say,
you're my
God. Light of the world, you step down in that darkness. Open my eyes and you let me see. Oh, the beauty that made this heart.